This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning and this is Tune In with Erica. Nice to have your company. Well, hello, hello, hello. How lovely to have your company this morning. We are tipping through like tulips through October, except tulips are spring, but I'm in a batty mood today. Good morning. My name is Erica Longdon. I am your host on 1-2 Radio on a Monday morning. It is my delight and pleasure and honour to be with you. I am also your advisor on 1-2 Listen if you need me there as well. And here we are, 13th of October. I just love October. The weather over here in Cornwall in England is just what autumn weather ought to be. It's quite warm. It's about 16 degrees Celsius. And now you're going to ask me that what that is. Let me Google it. 16 in Fahrenheit. 16 in Fahrenheit is, it's telling me how to do the maths. I don't need to do the maths. Just tell me what it is. It's 60 degrees. So it's about 60 degrees. It is pleasant. It is autumnal. It is not windy. It is beautiful, just what autumn ought to be. And I love autumn because obviously it's the season where I was born. So a very good morning to the other Libras who are here. Okay, let me have a look in the Facebook chat room. Lovely people in there. So I'm going to go in and have a look. If you want to come and join us, go to the website 12radio.com. Look at the option to chat on the menu on the left-hand side. It'll bring you in here. If you've already got Facebook open, well, that's easy peasy lemon squeezy. Just put in 12 Radio group and it will come up. And let me take a look to see who's in here this morning. I'm just going to tip the most relevant into all comments. And also look at the top to see who's in the room. Good morning to Laura Gasdun Fulton, to Renee Andrews, Maureen Whitevarner, and Suzanne Morrissey. Also looking in there, I can see Jean McIntosh has joined us and Tara Elizabeth Holowaty. Maureen, I've said good morning. Yes, another Libra. Jennifer Hart from Cornwall, who thought she'd be watching paint dry on her door. There is a phrase about that. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon to Jennifer, because obviously she's over here in Cornwall. It is just a little after 3:30 here in the UK. And if you're in Europe, it's 4:30. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey as well. I also promised I would give a shout out to Erin, because I know that Erin can't always get in the room. And a shout out to Polly, who's kitten sitting in Gloucestershire, also over here in the UK. So, and I've just seen Shirin come into the room. So lovely to have your company this morning. I will get in there and do some readings for you as soon as I am able. I'm just going to refresh the page to make sure it's got the maximum amount of information, the maximum inclusivity here on 1-2 Radio and in the Facebook chat room, which is running live. Let me just turn it into all comments. There we go. Jean McIntosh said it's her favourite month as well. Oh, classy, classy. Not that I'm excluding the rest of you. I just love it. Love it, love it, love it. I'm very much looking forward, of course, at the top of the hour to hearing what Mark Husson makes of it with the astrology. I just love the astrology hour. It helps me make sense of what's going on in the world. Good morning to Catherine Hickey, who's just come in the room. You know, I was trying to explain astrology to someone the other day who doesn't sort of normally look at it and thinks of the newspaper astrology in the magazines. I said, no, it really, if you know your chart particularly, but even if you don't, if a good astrologer explains it to you and stuff happens, and you know what life's like, stuff happens, good and bad, and you just look at it and think, oh, okay, it's that. I don't have to engage with this. I don't have to get upset with it. It's okay, that's triggered me, but I can see why. And this too shall pass. So I hope you haven't got any of that in your life. But if you have and you'd like a reading, come on into the chat room. As ever, I asked my spiritual team, my angels, the ascended masters, my dragons, the unicorns, Reiki masters, and light beings of benevolence from beyond, whomever's on my team this time. Okay, the Hathors just said they're here. Okay, hello Hathors, who I believe are from Andromeda. I might be wrong. Somebody can correct me on that, but that from memory, that's where they come from. And I said, what do you want me to talk about today, and you know I've been going on about authenticity endlessly for months, and I have to say I see a great deal of that about. There are all sorts of situations and relationships of every possible colour and hue, doesn't have to be romantic ones, that are coming up for, I'm going to say appraisal, that's a nice word for it, you know, and they're altering or adjusting, or anything that's not authentic is just coming to the surface. And if you've got that going on, it's not you. Good morning to Quelly, who's just come in the room as well. It's not you. It's what's going on. So I said, what do you want me to talk about this morning? Are we going to do authenticity again? And they said, no, no, no. We want you to talk about listening. And good morning to Pamela Snow, who's just come in the room. Listening is, well, I should know. I mean, I work as an advisor on One to Listen. Listening is so important. And I have various very, very dear friends who are going through situations at the moment, and I have found myself doing a lot of listening. It works two ways, because you're listening so that they are heard, but also when you listen, you're slightly, in a way, you find yourself putting in yourself in their shoes, or it brings stuff up that you have dealt with. I try not to bring that into the conversation, because when you're listening, the person wants to be heard. That's the most important thing. And this morning I even had a text sent to me. I'm doing a program for 10 days about changing the way I think about something, changing my subconscious. And the supportive text this morning that came through is when you're making a change, take tiny steps and listen. So I sat with that for a while and thought, what does that mean? And I think that could be very helpful. Generally, we're all going through dealing with so much changes. And it's saying, don't rush ahead. Take tiny steps. Listen. Listen to yourself. Particularly, this program I'm working is listen to your body. What is your body telling you? We all know the thing where somebody says something and our body reacts to the statement, which means that you have been triggered in some way. And the answer is not to stuff it down, but to acknowledge that that has happened. Listen to your thoughts, and you can learn to select your thoughts, just like you select your clothes in the morning and realize that some colors of thoughts don't suit you. But you have taken the time to evaluate them and think about why. So listen to your thoughts. And I love that phrase Liz Gilbert used to use. I will no longer harbour negative projections. I love that. That phrase comes back to me time and time again. It's in Eat, Pray, Love. Because what she's talking about is you, your body, your thoughts, your mind, your being, your energetic being is like a harbour. You know, it's not the wild open seas. It's your little inner harbour. And why would you want to give birth? I use that word B-E-R-T-H, birth as in a ship. Why would you want to give a harbour space to negative thoughts? So I will not harbour negative projections. I love that. That's listening to your thoughts and selecting them carefully. Also, listen to the natural world. That is so important. The sounds of nature, the sounds of the world. What does she need? What do you get from it when you listen to her? I did an exercise this morning. Good morning to Mark Husson. The boss is in the room. Good morning to Mark. How lovely to have your company. I did a thing this morning walking on the beach. I do it quite often. You could do it anywhere. It doesn't have to be a beach. I just pick up a stone, or it could be a piece of wood. It could be a leaf. It's whatever comes to you. And I just speak to it. I put positive words into it, positive vibrations. If you wanted to, you could sing to it. I was doing a bit of intoning of Om this morning. I was doing Om Shanti and Om Prema, which is peace, putting it in there. And then I had the intention that I was going to throw the stone into the ocean, and that the vibrations of that good intention would be carried by the waters to the cetaceans, to the fish, to the microorganisms, to everything that the ocean contains, and hope that those vibrations carried from this stone, because you never know, as the ocean's waves churn, where that stone will end up. So you can always do something like that. You could put it in a river. And also, what else was I thinking about? Listen to the world around you. I mean, goodness, what a cacophony we live in these days. Pure silence is like as rare as hen's teeth these days. We live in such a cacophony. If it's not coming from a screen, it's coming from our phones, it's coming from traffic, it's coming from you name it. And just pure silence, if you can get it, is absolutely fabulous. It's so healing. And I suppose you could put on headphones, noise cancelling headphones. Although that said, the silence, the stillness needs ultimately to come from within us. I had a very strict yogi who I trained with when I trained as a meditation teacher, Yogi Ashokananda, who I adore. He's a gorgeous soul. He was very strict with our meditation training. And he said, anybody, or as he would say, any fool can go out and sit quietly and meditate. I don't quite agree with that, but I get what he was saying. He said the real trick, and the yogi who taught him said, yeah, anybody can meditate in a quiet place. Can you sit in the middle of Oxford Street, which is, it's in London. It's our equivalent. It's the main shopping street in London. So I'm trying to think in terms of New York. I guess you'd say Broadway or somewhere like that, or Fifth Avenue or something like that. Can you sit there in the hurly-burly of life and meditate until the world just goes away? If you can do that, you really have inner stillness. Now, I don't have Yogi's expertise, but I absolutely take his point. Stillness has to come from within us. So I like the idea of listening. That's this week's homework, if you like, on Earth School, is to look at the quality of listening. And I know that I and my colleagues on One Two Listen, it's called One Two Listen because we hear you. When you phone us up, we hear you without judgment. That's part of what we do. And then we bring all the different skills that we have. Some are astrologers, there are palm readers, there are angel people like I am, there are tarot readers, you name it. They are there on One Two Listen. We all shine our light through a slightly different prism. But the one thing we're good at is hearing you. That's why it's called One Two Listen. So how do we listen? I had another object lesson on that this week. Somebody was saying they'd had two of my dearest friends have had very challenging letters sent to them. And it was the words and the choice of words, or it could be if someone's speaking, it could, of course, be the tone of their voice or the volume. But words, choice of words, the power that words have, the impact that words have on other people, that sometimes we don't realise how our words are received. So imagine listening on the other side of that. How do your words feel? I offer that one as an exercise as well. And it is, it's hearing versus listening. Two different sides of the same exercise, I'm going to say homework, in Earth School. So those are my thoughts to share. I'm now going to just refresh this page and get on with some reading, because I know that you want readings. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at the time. The time is racing away already. Bear with me while I do this. I'm having to take things slow. I've still got this, for those of you who already know, I've torn a tendon in my wrist, and normally I wear it strapped, but I can't do readings with it strapped. It gets in the way, the Velcro gets in the way. So I am doing it today without, but I have to be very careful and gentle how I do it, because I don't want to tear this tendon again. So good morning to Jean McIntosh, who said it's her favourite month. You've got a birthday towards the end of the month. Any guidance from source? Okay. For Jean, please call on my crew who've been very with me today. Reiki Masters, Angel Energies crew, there we go. When I said Angel Energies, I got you, Jean. Ooh, I love this card. King of Earth. This man has the Midas touch. He's very compassionate. It's someone who's very accomplished and charismatic and incredibly grounded, because he knows how to bring spirit and the material world together. That's why he's so successful. It's about financial security or prosperity in whatever that means to you, Gene, but it means bringing together the spirituality and the practicality to manifest prosperity in your life. So have a good week is all I can say to that. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth with the morning cup of coffee. Thank you very much. Good morning to Maureen Whitevana. Energy's been a bit wonky and stormy. Amen to that. Getting ready for a visit back to, it says NJ, I'm going to guess that's New Jersey on Thursday, and a concert and casino with your sister. Would love a message, of course. So here we go for Maureen. Clear the deck. What does Maureen need to know about her forthcoming trip? Archangel Raphael, I will call with that. Raphael is great for trips. And as I say that, the cards come out. I think you're going to find it two things, Maureen. One is beware of it being very stressful about overdoing things. But the other one is it's going to be very inspiring. And I'm going to say to you, because I know you're another Libra, keep the balance. I've got a new moon here as well, which will be very important to you. I'm not quite sure where the moon is. I think it's the 21st is a new moon. And where are we now? 13th. So yeah, bear in mind the energy of the new moon and keep the life balance. Enjoy your trip. But when you need time out, say, I need time out. Even if you take an hour just to refresh yourself, that'll be very helpful to you, Maureen. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message, of course. So clear the deck. So a message for Laura, please. For your highest good. Okay. Whoops, there it comes flying out. So you've got two things going on, Laura, because I have a Queen of Air here. She's got a very sharp mind. She can see her way to solutions. She has a very clear, incisive mind. And I have it beautiful Four of Fire, which is always to do with home life. Being grateful for what we have at home and the peace and security and love that it brings to you. And with this Queen of Air, I'm going to say, because she's a real clutter clearer. So I would think the message here is that maybe you're going to be doing some clutter clearing to make your home even more welcoming and make yourself feel even more comfortable there. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who bless her is watching paint dry, literally on her repaired front door. So Jennifer, what can I tell you? What will my crew bring to you on this day I'm saying about listening? Okay, you're going to be getting down to work on something. I know you've been working on your computer because I've got the Three of Earth. And this is a woman portrayed in my deck as a sculptress, and she's working on a sculpture. It's about doing what you love. So whatever you've got to do work on, even if it is sorting out files on a computer, which I know is about as much fun as watching paint dry, try and find a way that is inspiring, or you like clearing out cupboards, that you feel good about it. Because the reason this woman is being so successful and it's going to go well for her is the way in which she has applied herself to the work. So I hope that is helpful, Jennifer. And I'll waft some air your way to help watch the paint dry. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey from Connecticut. Looking forward to the show. Bless you. Thank you for that. It's 5 degrees, Tara Elizabeth said, in Edmonton, Alberta. Oh, God, that's cold. I feel the cold from here. Good morning to Quelly. Blessed afternoon and morning to you too. Tara Elizabeth would like a card. It's Thanksgiving in Canada today. Okay, happy Thanksgiving. I love the tradition of Thanksgiving. Of all the things that we have adopted from the Americas, I wish the UK would adopt Thanksgiving because it is a kind festival and doesn't require overconsumption. It's just gratitude. So for you in Canada, Tara Elizabeth, there we go. Okay, flying out of the deck. So I suspect that you're going to have conversations coming up in which you might have to slightly defend yourself, or you at least you find yourself standing up for what you believe in, because I've got the Page of Air. Now, the page has got his very incisive sword, but he's surrounded by butterflies. Now, butterflies are about transformation. And I know that this card has a message. I mean, it has many messages on this card. All the tarot cards go back and back and back, and you have to take them in context. But one of the contexts of this card is that you can receive information that sounds challenging, but when you strip away perhaps how it was delivered, the facts are actually quite useful. So I think you might have some of that coming your way. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Catherine Hickey, another Libra, yay. I would welcome a birthday message. Gosh, I need to get my skates on. I'm looking at the clock. So a birthday message for another lovely Libra. Catherine, whoops, that's half the deck. Let's clear the deck again. Catherine Hickey, what does Catherine need to know this month? There we go. There's your card, Catherine. Lovely Major Arcana card, one of my favourites in the deck. It is the Chariot, a black and a white horse, in this case unicorns, because that's what my deck is like. Again, it's got a new moon. It also has a Cancerian connection, that new moon coming up later in the month. This card represents hard work or work we were doing, and this can be inner work. And it's always about balancing the two horses, the black and the white. And that's not good and bad or anything like that. It's fate and what we have control over. And knowing it's the serenity prayer, knowing what you have control over and what you don't have control over, and finding the balance between them. It's also about determination and willpower in terms of what you do have control over. So I will leave that to you. Good morning to Mark Husson, who likes my comments about listening. Absolutely, Mark. Listening is very important, and I'm looking forward to hearing Mark's view of the world in about, gosh, 5 minutes' time. I need to crack on and get these readings done. Good morning to Pamela. Oh, bless you, Pamela. Your brother transitioned on Thursday morning. Oh, I'm sure you're trying to wrap your head around it. I would almost say don't, having been there and lost a dear brother. You simply have to let everything be in the moment, because it is hugely, feels like your roots have been pulled up when you lose someone. And also it feels like the world has, your vision has tunneled, and that you, everything that's we might have thought important suddenly isn't, because all you see is that energy. So bless you, and sending you so much love. And let's see, I'm going to wrap you in Archangel Azrael, because Azrael helps us to deal with that. And the cards I've got, what have I got here? A beautiful water card, Pamela. I'm not surprised, of someone whose heart is very open and vulnerable. And the message from this would be, you take very good care of yourself. Bless you, darling. Thank you, Laura, for my wishes on my wrist. I've got Joni in here too. Agrees about the power of words. I'm going to get you a reading done in these last few minutes. Whoa, there we go. I've got Raphael, Archangel Raphael, with the Lovers. I love this card in tarot. It's the Six, it's the Lovers. It's connected to Gemini, if that's any help to you. It can be romantic love, but what this card is about more than anything else is making choices with your heart. And sometimes those choices are not the obvious ones. All that glitters is not gold. Look beneath the surface to see what really matters. Laura says, thanks, I will be decluttering. Thanks for the nudge. You're very welcome. Well, it wasn't me. It was the Queen of Air who gave the nudge. Okay, that is it. I am almost out of time. This show has shone by. I'll be back at the same time next week here on 1-2 Radio with another show. If you want me in the interval, well, of course, you'll find me over on 1-2 Listen, where I shall be listening, if you would like to call me and connect one-on-one. Okay, thank you so much for your company this morning. You know how much I appreciate you, and I look forward to getting together with you at the same time next week. Until then, lots and lots of love, and goodbye for now.